Got the idea? Fine. Now we try to understand another important point before we go to the main lesson. This is heavy duty noon used to emphasize, for emphasis, and it is in the Quran, brother. And the meaning is so beautiful. The meaning is out of this world. And you are going to be so happy to learn this. Because I was simply delighted when I understood it. I said, Ya Allah, the meaning is so beautiful and we just take it for granted. We just read it. No, we got to understand it. Okay. We go to page number 145 in key. Then sisters, as I said to you, for the last 10 lessons of book 3, you must keep Hallo Tamari very handy, so that you can refer it from time to time and understand how things are explained and answered. And you know, when you answer something, you got to use proper Arabic grammar expression. And that takes time, so we can take the help of Hallo Tamari, inshallah. When to use the noon? When to use this heavy duty noon? Its use is either optional, compulsory, or near compulsory. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Optional, then it becomes compulsory, and then it is near compulsory. It means, what is the meaning of near compulsory? Most likely you will use it. Are you with me? Fine. Brothers and sisters, if there is a fail amr, if there is a fail amr, you do not have to take permission to use heavy duty noon. You can use it. It means it's optional. Here is the fail amr. You want to use heavy duty noon, like ukhruj, and you want to say ukhruj jannah, it's optional. You can use it. Are you with me, brother and sister? Fine. In fail amr, there are no conditions. You can use it. But in the mudariya, there are conditions. What are those conditions? You cannot use in every mudariya. You will only use in mudariya if it denotes talab. We are very familiar with talab. What is it that denotes talab? La mu'amar, which is amar. What else? La nahiya. What else? Istifham. So you know, when you have these elements in mudariya, then you have a choice. But if you do not have these elements of talab, then you cannot use it. Are you with me? In amar, you can use it. But in proper mudariya form, it must denote talab, and then only you can use it. So most likely you will find in the Quran that it is used with la and nahiya. La and nahiya. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Here are examples. La taqulanna. What kind of a la is this? La nahiya. Remove the noon sakila. What will be the verb? La taqul. Qul. With sukun. La taqul. Now you have a choice. You want to emphasize it? You can say la taqulanna. Got the idea? You can use the noon sakila. La taqulanna wa anta shab'an. Never eat. Brothers and sisters, it's not don't eat, but never eat when you are full up. Fine, brother and sister. Hal has come in the front. Okay? Brother and sister, hal denotes talab. Okay? So what is it? Hal tusafiranna wa anta maridun? Are you traveling when you are so sick? But you see, in the translation, it is not the same thing as in Arabic. Huh? So you cannot translate Quran, brother. The translation will not justify the eloquence, the beauty, and the magic of the Quran. It will miss out, no matter how careful the person is in translating. Okay. Hal tusafiranna wa anta maridun? So here also it is talab. Got the idea? And you have an option to use it. Highlight this. Next line, brothers and sisters. If the speaker feels the need for emphasis, he may use it. Huh? Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now we come to the most beautiful situation. And what is that, brothers and sisters? Compulsory. It becomes compulsory. You got to use it. You got to use Noon Sakila. Okay. It is compulsory in Mudariya if it is, what is it? Jawabu Qasam. It becomes compulsory. Wallahi. What is Wallahi? Qasam. Now you got to use it. What is it? La ahfazanna al-Qur'an al-Kareema. By Allah, I will memorize the Qur'an. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Still, that translation is not the same thing. Wallahi, la, I'm saying it slowly, la, because la has a meaning also. La ahfazanna al-Qur'an al-Kareem. By Allah, I will memorize the Qur'an. Here, the mudari, ahfazu, happens to be jawab al-qasam, as it is preceded by qasam, wallahi. Note, highlight this, brothers and sisters. Note that this verb has not only the noon suffix to it, but it also has a lam. Lam prefix to it. And what is this lam called? Lam talakkil kasam. What is this talakki? What is the verb? Talaka. Do you remember? Do you remember the verse from the Quran? Talakka adama bir rabbihi. Kalimat, you see, to receive. Okay, talakka. What kind of a verb is this? I'm fine. What is mudariya? Yatalakka. Okay, what is the amar? Let me write it down so I can refresh your memory, brothers and sisters. Talakka. And what is the next one? Yata lak. Yata lakka. And what will be the amar? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Let's refresh our conjugation. Let's conjugate. Let's do madi. Talakka, talakkaya, talakkau, talakkat, talakkata, and then talakkaina. Fine, brother. And after that, you are on 407. Ta tumatum, ti tumatunna, tumna. Fine. Yatalakka. Let's do mudariya. Yatalakka, yatalakkayani, yatalakkauna. And then tatalakka, tatalakkayani. And then yatalakkaina. Are you with me? Yatalakka. Kaina. Okay. That is enough. Inshallah, I can do the rest. And then, talakka. Fi'lu amrin. Mabniun ala. Hadhfi. Harfi illa. Fine. Father, let's make a mustar. Sister Hafsa is swearing. No, I'm not going in detail to explain you. But you know it. It was actually talakuyun, then it became talakiyun, and then it became talakin. Got the idea? Mankus. So, when you say talakin, the ya has been dropped. Okay. Now, when it becomes mudaf, what happens? When that mankus noun becomes mudaf, then the ya comes out. Are you with me? Then the ya comes out. So what is the now lamu? Why did the ya come out? Because it became mudaf. Lamu talakil kasami. Lam of receiving of oath. Lam of receiving of oath. Mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi. Wahua mudaf. And finally, mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers? So what is this lam called? What is this lam called? Lamu talakki kasam. Lam of receiving the kasam. Now it has a very important part to play in the sentence. Fine. So note that this verb has not only the noon suffix to it, but it has also a lam prefix to it. La ahfazanna. This lam is called lamu talakki kasam. So I think, inshallah, you have understood it fully. What is this talakki? There are, however, three conditions. This is not enough. There are, however, three conditions for its use in the jawabul qasam. What are those conditions, brother? The verb should be affirmative. Are you with me? The verb should be affirmative, as in the above example. There is no negation. Neither the lam nor the noon is used with a negative verb. Are you with me, brother and sister? You say to somebody, ukhruj, and he doesn't want to go. And he swears, wallahi la akhruju. Wallahi la akhruju. He cannot say akhruj jannah. No. Why? Because it is negation. Even the lam cannot be used. Are you with me? So we got to remember this. Inshallah, you will memorize it. It's not difficult. When you will read a little bit, it will come to you with ease, inshallah. Condition number two. The verb should be future, not present tense. If it is present tense, then only the lam is used. Noon thakila is not used. See, I love you. Okay? Now you use the qasam. Wallahi la uhibbuka. So you cannot use noon if it is present tense. But if it denotes future tense, then you will use it. Now here's another sentence. Wallahi la azunnuhu sadikan. Wallahi la azunnuhu sadikan. By Allah, I think he is truthful. Okay, we want to practice before we go further, inshallah. Next sentence, brother. Note that wallahi la usaidannahu. Now when you have used nunu sakila, then it will denote futurity. What is the translation? I will help. Underline it, brothers and sisters. Highlight it. Huh? When you say wallahi la usaidannahu, then it means, by Allah, I will help him. But if you say, wallahi la usaiduhu, are you with me, brothers and sisters? Wallahi la usaiduhu. What is the meaning of it? I am helping him. By Allah, I am helping him. Then you cannot use nunu sakila. So these are the conditions. Now number third condition. Brothers and sisters, if there is a qasam, okay, and lam is used because it is affirmative, but there should not be anything that will come between the lam and the verb. Are you with me? What did I say? The verb should come immediately after lam. If it does not come, then lam can be used or will be used, but noon will not be used. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Here is a sentence. Wallahi la ila makkata adhabu. So lam came, la ila. Where is the verb? Adhabu, it is not next to lam. Are you with me? Now I want you to change it. Bring the verb close to the lam. What will you say? Wallahi la azhabanna ila Makkah. Write it down, that sentence, brothers and sisters. Or shall I write down on the board? No, it's written there. I'm sorry, it is written there. Wallahi la azhabanna. See the difference? So the use of lam has to be with the verb. And when the verb comes immediately after lam, then the noon will be used. Otherwise, the noon will not be used. Inshallah. Here is another example, brother. Wallahi la saufa azuruka. What is the sentence? Wallahi la saufa azuruka. What came between lam and verb? Saufa. Remove it, brothers and sisters. What will you say? Wallahi, but wallahi, wallahi la azurannaka. Wallahi la azurannaka. And you bring saufa, you say wallahi la saufa azuruka. And then in the Quran it comes, wadduha wa layli idha saja. Where is the jawab? Where is the jawab? La saufa. Utika rabbuka fatarda. Got idea? Why noon sakila did not come? Because something came between the lam and the verb. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, we come to the third section, C, near compulsory. This is also very beautiful, and it is in the Quran at many places. The use of noon is near compulsory. What is the meaning of near compulsory? Most likely. After the conditional particle. Brother, what is conditional particle? Harfu shart. Harfu shart. Imma, which is made up of N plus ma for strengthening. Also, ma is for emphasizing. Which is made up of N plus ma for strengthening, for emphasizing. The noon of in has been assimilated to the meme of ma. Here are some examples. So this is the shart. Are you with me? This is a jumla shartiya. Imma tazhabanna. Imma tazhabanna. So what is tazhabanna here? It is majzum. Huh? Are you with me? It is majzum. Fi mahali? Jasmine. Because it is mabniun ala. Fata. Fi mahali? Jasmine. Ila makkah? So it is fi'l shart. Azhab ma'aka. This is your jawab shart. In the Quran, one of the most beautiful verses of the Quran. Imma yablughanna indakal kibara ahduhuma aur kilahuma fala taqul lahuma uffin wala tanharhuma wa qul lahuma qawlan karima. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If one or both of them attained old age with you, do not say to them, fie, nor repulse them, but speak to them a gracious word. Okay, brothers and sisters? Let's try to analyze it. Okay? Imma. What is imma? In. Harfu sharti. Tajzimu fi'alain. And what is ma? Ma za'idatun. Ma is extra. Litawqid. For tawqid. Yablughanna. This is fi'lu shart. And this is majzum. But it is mabniun ala fata. Why? Because noon thakila has joined it. Are you with me, brother and sister? Okay. Fine. We got to have a file. Where is the file? Don't rush. Let's read the sentence. Okay. Indaka. With you. What is inda? Zarf. What is ka? Mudafile. Al. Kibara. Mansub. Why it is mansub? Mafulun bihi. This is your mafulun bihi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Ahduhuma. Ahadu. This is your file. This is your file. So, when one of them, who is this huma here? Mother and father. Parents. Mother and father. When mother and father, they attain old age with you. Are you with me? What is the verb? Balaga. What is the verb, brothers and sisters? Balaga. Yablugu. Are you with me? Yeah, to attain, to reach. Au kilahuma. What is kila here? Yes. Mautufun ala ahdu. And what is kila? Is it marfu? Why? Alif, why? Musanna. Musanna. And huma is? Mudafilehi. And ahdu is also? One of them. Okay? So the translation will be, when one of them reach old age with you, or both of them. Oh, brother and sister, fa has come. It is waqiyatun alfa'u waqiyatun fi jawab al-shart. La taqul. Why fa came? Talab. Why talab? What is it that denotes talab? La nahiya. La taqul. Well, fala taqul lahuma uffin. Do not say fight to them. Are you with me? Wala tanhar. Okay? And do not repulse them. Okay? So tanhar is also maghdufun ala, you can say, akul. Or there's another way of explanation, and that is the whole sentence is maghdufun ala that Jawab of Shart. Got an idea? Inshallah. You will find this explanation also, inshallah. Tanhar Huma. What is Huma here, brother and sister? Mafulun bihi. Tanhar Huma. If the pronoun joins a verb, what is the result? Mafulun bihi. Sahi? So Huma is Tanhar Huma. Wa kul Amar. Amar. Lahuma. And you, kul is you, say to them, Anta, Lahuma. Sister Abir, what is this kaulan? Master. What will you call it? Kul kaulan. Mafulun mutlaq. Are you with me? Kul kaulan karima. Brother, if you understand in Arabic, you don't need translation. Because the beauty of Arabic is out of this world. Brother, there is nothing that will replace these words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has a beauty, an eloquence, and magic in it, brother and sister, which only the heart of a believer will feel it. The joy and understanding of the Quran will come from the heart of the believer. If he understands it. If he doesn't understand, he doesn't understand, brother. So got, you got the point? So here, kaulan karima, brothers and sisters, kaulan is your mafulun mutlaq. Fine. But also in some books, you will see sister Abir, what will you see? It is mafulun bihi. Then in the bracket, it is written kalaman. But also, we can say it is mafulun mutlaq. Kul kaulan, mafulun mutlaq. And then what is kariman? Not. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So this is when you have himma, brothers and sisters, are you with me? Then it becomes near compulsory. Most likely, inshallah. Now since we are doing this, I would rather finish the whole thing. Brothers and sisters, uffin. What is uffin? Is a verb noun. Are you with me? Verb noun. Brothers and sisters, in English, the verb noun is called interjection. Are you with me? It is called interjection. In English. Because uffin is the expression of a sudden intense feeling. Uffin, oh I am annoyed. I am irritated with you. Are you with me? So uffin is a verb noun meaning I am annoyed or I am irritated. It is mabni. Mabni ala kasra. Where is file? Mabni ala kasra. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu ana. Got the idea? So we have many of these kind of verb noun, you know. Uffin. And then we say Ameen. Remember? Are you with me? The word Ameen is also verb noun. Okay? And there are many more verb nouns are in Arabic language. And why I sometimes jokingly say, wow. What is wow? It's mabni. What is the meaning of it? I like it. Are you with me? So this wow, you know, you can say it signifies something. When you say wow to something, what do you mean? I like it. Are you with me? And then you will have to say, Okay, brothers and sisters. So that is it. In the Quran, bal ahyaun. Here the muftada is omitted. What is the muftada, brothers and sisters? Bal hum ahyaun. Bal hum ahyaun. On the contrary, they are alive. So, on the contrary is the meaning of bal. When bal precedes a sentence, remember this, you can highlight it, underline it. When bal precedes a sentence, it is called harful ibtida, introductory particle. It denotes digression, means change of subject. The change signifies one of the two following things. Al-ibtalu, cancellation of the previous statement, as in this verse. Okay, brother and sister? Al-ibtalu. Sister Abir, what is ibtalu? Can you figure out? Sister Afsa? It is master. What is the verb, Sister Sukhaina? Abtala. What form is that? Form four. Brother, always think of if-alun. When you see a pattern if-alun, most likely it is the master from form four. Got the idea? Inshallah, you'll remember that. Abtala is to cancel something. Okay. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Here has law has come. What is this law? Nahia. La nahia. So what is this verb? Tahsabanna. It is majzum. It is majzum. What kind of a condition is prevalent here for the use of Nunu Thakila? Talab. What is it? Talab. La nahia denotes talab. Mashallah. Fine, very good, brothers. Bal. So we are cancelling the first statement. Okay? Bal hum ahyaun. And the rabbihim yurzakuna. What kind of a verb is this? Yurzakuna. It is majhul. Allah is providing them with the rizq. Okay? Never think of those. See, never. Not don't, but never. Never think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. On the contrary, so now we are cancelling the previous idea. And we are saying they are alive with their Lord. They have provisions. Okay? Bal is used here to cancel the idea that they are dead. We are cancelling that idea. They are not dead. Okay? And to assert that they are alive. Next one, brother. Again, Sister Abir. Al-intikal. What kind of a noun is this? Masha. From eight. What is extra in this? Alifanta. But, brother and sister, it's very easy to get confused when you have noon there. Okay, Sister Abir, what is the root of this? Nakala, nakala. And then you brought it into form 8. Intakala, yantakilu. And then the master, intikal. You know, to transport something. Okay? Okay, brothers and sisters. The transition from one idea to another idea without cancelling the first. Without cancelling the first. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, it will come in the Quran all the time. And we got to understand it. Okay. Ibrahimu kaslan. Ibrahim is lazy. But we are saying, bal hum muhmilun. Ibrahim is lazy. Nay, he is negligent. It means the first idea is still there. We did not cancel it. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Okay. Here comes Quran. In the Quran, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is this لَمَّا? It is not the sister of لَمْ here. It is زَرْفِيَة. When? لَمَّا is زَرْفِيَة. Okay? Fine. What is the next verb? Sister Sumayya, you tell me. Ra'au. Ra'au, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. See, your mind is now understanding it, huh? Ra'a. What will be the next thing? Ra'aya. And then ra'au. So here it is ra'au. Masha'Allah. Okay. Falamma ra'au ha. Ha is their garden. Are you with me? Ha is their garden. Kalu, they said, inna, see, inna, and then again, lamu muzallik came, the skating lam. Inna ladalun. Inna ladalun. Are you with me? Truly, surely, we have lost our way. Huh? We have gone astray. Okay? No, no, no. We have been deprived of. Bal, on the contrary, ne, nahnu, mahrumuna. Mahrumuna. Brothers and sisters, tell me what kind of a verb is this? Ism maf'ul. What is it? It is ism maf'ul. You can figure out. Maf'ul. This is jama muzakkar salim. Got the idea, brother and sister? This is jama muzakkar salim. But the noun is, what is the noun? The construction of the noun is ism maf'ul. Are you with me, brother and sister? Are you with me, sister Abir? The word is mahrum. Mahrumun. And from there, mahrumuna. Inshallah, keep that in mind. It will be very, beneficial. Whenever you come across a word, you try to figure out, is it master? Is it ism fa'il? Is it ism maf'ul? What is it? Then your knowledge will increase and you will become very strong, inshallah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Now we go to the main lesson. Keep the Hallo Tamarin very close to you. I'm going to ask you questions. And inshallah, you will try to answer me. Adasu Thalithu Vasala Sunna. Lesson number 33. Introduction of Heavy Duty Noon. Noon Tawqidi As-Sakilatu. Whenever the noon will be used, I'll be asking you a question. Why has the noon been used? And inshallah, you will answer it and you will find that it is so interesting. You will feel a special joy now when you will understand it. Ya Ahmad, hal taftahanna nawafiza wal bardu shadeed? Translation, brother? Do you open the window? Do you open the window when the when the cold is so severe? Are you with me? Brother, hal taftahanna? Without noon sakila, hal taftahu? Are you with me? Okay, taftahu became taftahanna. Why did you use nun sakila, brother? It indicates talab. Hal indicates, hal is the form, it indicates talab. Because of the talab, you have used nun sakila. What does the halo tamarin say? Yajuzu tawqiduhu li'annahu fi'alun talabiyun. So any time there is a talab, you will call it fi'alun talabiyun. Are you with me, Brother Hassan? Page 134. Brother, this will give you further idea how to express and how to find out the reasons for the use of noon sakila. So, hal taftahanna, why did you use here taftahanna, brothers and sisters? Because yajuzu tawqiduhu li'annahu fi'alun talabiyun. Brothers and sisters, in one day you will become masters. Because these things are repeated all the time. So you will understand it. And inshallah, you will be able to say it with confidence, inshallah. La taftahannaha. What is it, brother? Sisters? La taftahannaha. So what kind of a la is this? La nahiya. Why did you use nun thakila? Talab. So same thing. Yajuzu tawqiduhu liannahu fi'lun fi'lun talabiyun. Yajuzu tawqiduhu liannahu fi'lun talabiyun. Fine. I'm not finished, brothers and sisters. La taftahannaha illa has come. What is illa? Adatu istasnaha. Okay, now we got to find where is the mustasna and where is the mustasna minhu. Okay. An-nafizata illa an-nafizata sahirata. So what is nafizata? Mustasna. What is nafizata? What is nafizata? Al-mustasna. Fine. Do you find him? Mustasna minhu then? Masha'Allah. Ha is your... Because ha is the windows, you know. Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. Beautiful. Excellent. Don't you feel you can do it? Sister Sukhaina? You feel that you can understand and you can do it, inshallah. Sumayya, do you understand, inshallah? Sister Maimuna, Aisha, Nasreen, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, even if you get 70% out of it, it is excellent. The more you will get as you, how will you get more? By revising it. The more you will get by revising it. Always remember one thing. I always tell you, Rome was not built in a day. It takes time, brother. Okay.